Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope you find my voice somewhat inspirational, a little motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into it. I just want to say I am so excited. I know there are people out there that are saying, yeah, LBJ, I know you say the same thing. But it's true, people. I get so excited when I get a chance to get behind this microphone and talk to you fine people here and around the world, because I don't always have that opportunity. My other gig right now has sometimes jumps out there and gets me busy. And, you know, if it was up to me, I would talk to you people every single day. Now, not every day is going to be the same, but I nonetheless would love sitting here and giving you some of my opinions and some of my feedback about things. And I want to hear yours. You know, I say it all the time. Please, please don't hesitate to contact me. Go to my website, contact me through that, or also give me some comments below. Listening to this podcast. All right, so listen, let's get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I am in a transition right now. I'm preparing myself for the next chapter in my life. I don't know if I've shared it with you, for you people who are just finding out about this now. I'm preparing. Pretty soon I'm going to move on from this gig here, which I've given myself 20 plus years of my service, which is really, really amazing. And now I'm going to move on to the next chapter. All right, the next chapter in my life is what I want to do is I want to stay relevant. I mean, I believe after all these years, the things that I've done within the community and the people that have touched my life and I've touched theirs, that I want to stay relevant. So I'm in a process of making some plans to move on. You know, I'm transitioning into the next phase of my life. You know, but something came across my ears this morning, and I listened to so many people. I've said it before. I try to read as much as I can. I listen to audiobooks and I try to read newspapers. Newspapers I stay away from a little bit, simply because, I mean, everybody's in the business of making money. I mean, everybody wants to sell their product. But what happens with the news is they're trying to keep people informed about what's going on around the world and in their communities. And sometimes they always sprinkle in negativity. And that's not what I'm about. You know, part of the transition that I'm trying to get to is I want to be a motivation. I want to be positive. And you know, the funny thing is, when you come out with that, that mantra, that message, there are people out there that are just skeptical. You know, there's always people that are going to be skeptical. I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, there's skeptical people in my life. You know, they listen to what you have to say, and they'll have to formulate their opinions, but then they don't trust you. You know, or they don't trust what you're saying. And yes, I understand trust has to be earned and all that good stuff and people. And after 20 plus years, I think I am trustworthy. I would like to think I am. But not everybody's going to, you know, buy into what you're saying. So part of my transition is honing in on those skills and just, you know, staying relevant and continue my message. You know, I'm not just going to ride off into the sunset and say, oh, it's been a great thing. No, I'm not done. I've stated back before that, you know, everybody has a purpose. You know, everybody has a purpose. There's a reason. Everybody has a story. And yes, I sprinkle it in 2019 will be one of the great ones. I'm telling you. You just keep moving forward. Because you know, the funny thing is, I come in contact with so many different people. I come in contact with friends and professionals that I've known for years. And one thing that I'm seeing is that everybody is doing their thing. Everybody, I believe everybody is trying to find their purpose. They're trying to find what they were meant to be doing, myself included. So I find that to be pretty amazing. And kudos to all of them. I mean, I want to drop names so much. I mean, I can't help it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Vinny. But there's this music teacher, this musician, this talent. It sounds like I'm blowing him up, and he deserves to be because the guy is phenomenal. I've heard him play. I've seen him play. Mr. Vinny Downs, he's got some group. He just recorded an album with a bunch of other fine musicians. I don't know if I can even say. Can I say that? I guess, yeah, like four guitars. If you get a chance, listen to these guys. Blow your mind. That's all I can say. So kudos to Mr. Downs. I had to put that out there. But anyway, so there's another thing that I did. I was working with some students last night, and I believe this month is distracted driving month. And what I found out is it started out with a project, and there was a woman. And sadly, and please bear with me on this story, there's a woman whose husband actually was coming home from work, and he had his daughter with him in the car. And they were going through the toll booth, and this other car was just flying with unbelievable speed. And he was distracted, to say the least. You know, he was high, drunk, or whatever the case was. And unfortunately, these two individuals, these souls, lost their lives. So I can't even imagine what that must feel like for this woman and her losing her husband and her daughter. It just tragic. I can't say anything. My hat's off to them. My prayers, their healing, all of that stuff. So she came up with an idea of this whole concept about distracted driving and organization, and a lot of people get started, and she's doing a fantastic job. She got involved with the high school kids, and I was asked to get involved with that, and it was phenomenal. That's all I can say. It's just one of those things. So much talented with these kids, but what it is, it's important. Distracted driving. And I will tell you this myself, I guilty. I have to pay attention and stop being, distracted while driving. And you know what happens is, even now with these modern cars and these updated, 21st century cars, they got the phones in the cars. They got everything to make it easy for you. But you got to understand something. You're still distracted. Now I get it. You're talking to the person next to you. You want to adjust the radio. I have my wife. Okay, I'm going to put her out there. Every single time we get in the car to go somewhere, you prepare your home, you get dressed, you do this. We get in the car and she has to do her makeup. And I'm like, I thought you did that in the house. And she said, no, it's just a habit. It's just, and there's so many women. I'm not picking on you women. Okay, I have a lot of sisters. Not picking on you. But it's distracted driving, and everything is becoming so convenient, but you're still distracted. So being involved in that, and I did a PSA for them, which was phenomenal. You never liked the way you look on TV or camera, but the message was there. So my point is, I'm trying to get to please, my own little announcement, please don't text while driving, and please don't be distracted. I know it just, The woman, she made a statement last night, and she said it very well. When you're driving, arrive alive. All right. So be prepared, be careful, and things of that nature. So, and also the last thing I want to go over is what I did was getting out of my comfort zone again and preparing myself for the next transition. And my journey is I went to a seminar. And I was totally blown away with the concept, the skills. It's real easy to get up in front of talking to some people. Some people really can't do it. But for me, I don't mind getting up in front of a crowd, but there are certain skills, there are certain techniques that you need to do. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find my way in terms of which way to go. Because again, I said it earlier, I want to be relevant. I want to motivate people. And I'm just trying to prepare to do that. So I went to a seminar. Dale Carnegie gave this seminar, his team of public speaking and motivation and executive leadership and all that. Phenomenal. Yeah, I'm telling you, phenomenal. And the one thing, and I have to say this, okay, and then I don't want to get off on a tangent. The people and the team in this Dale Carnegie program were absolutely fabulous, friendly, courteous, any adjective you want to put out there. But the one thing that I was really, really, really impressed with, they gave you all this information on this initial seminar. There were some people that already signed up. The fact of the matter is, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So, you know, during the course of this whole thing, I'm saying to myself, this is so good. This is so good. I mean, how much does this cost? How much does this cost? So at the end of the whole thing, they break it down. You know, there is a little sales pitch and they tell you all about it. And at the end of it all, you know what they said? Thanks for coming. Hey, listen, think about it. Thanks for coming. There was no pressure whatsoever, which leads me to believe that what happens here is they've put the plate in front of you. You know, they've given you the information. If you want to eat it, if you want to absorb and digest what they have to offer, then, you know, then you'll come back. There was no pressure. You know, don't buy this product. Buy this product. Listen, it's going to change your life. Buy this product. I was like, wow. And I was so, you know, impressed with that. I was like, the program in itself sells itself. So I guess they don't need to do those kinds of things. So, all right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I rambled on a lot again. I get so excited when I talk to you fine people. What I am saying to you is please stay motivated. Stay positive, you know, baby steps, you know, whatever your journey is, whatever you have to do, just, you know, just keep moving forward. Don't let anybody discourage you from what you're trying to do and who you were meant to be. Like I said early on, there are skeptical people out there. There are people that are going to try to knock you down. They're going to be people that to say, what the hell are you doing? Why are you wasting your time? You know, I listen to some of these things and I just turn my head and I smile and say, okay, thank you. And I keep on moving forward because like I said earlier, you were meant to be something. You were meant to be who you are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know that was a lot. I was rambling on because I'm excited. Listen, please, 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 as I always say, take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And if you see someone that needs a helping hand, it's okay. Do the best you can. Stick yours out and try to help them. As I always say, I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to be one of those things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I'm here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.